This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Happy Monday, boo. Hoping all of you are well today and your week is off to a great start. Before we get into today's episode, I do want to shout out all of my YouTube subscribers. Hey y'all, if you didn't know, we have a YouTube channel where the girl chat continues and we continue the conversation. What I like about YouTube is when y'all comment on a video, I can respond directly to you. Here on the pod, I can't respond to y'all. There is no comment function other than reviews. But on YouTube, I feel like I'm getting to know some of you, which is really, really awesome. Some of you I already knew from your support on Instagram. So I'm like matching Instagram handles. And I'm like, oh, I know who this person is. So I'm getting to catch up with you. Even though YouTube has been a different type of beast, I am really starting to enjoy uploading video content because it gives me a chance to speak directly with all of you. So if you haven't already, go check us out on YouTube, boo. And I'd love to chat with you. Also, I just wanted to remind you today that we are all going through something, okay? Everyone you meet, no matter how happy they appear to be, no matter how strong we think they are, you may be the strong, happy person people are looking up to right now, but I think we can all agree that everyone is going through something. Everyone is battling something. So be kind to yourself today and remember to be kind to other people as well. We don't know what they are battling and they sure don't know what we're battling. So if someone says something to you today that was rude or yesterday or this weekend, something that may have pissed you off or someone did something hurtful to you or they hurt your feelings, let it ride. What they said or what they did still will never stop you from becoming everything you've ever wanted to become. What they said or did still will not stop the blessings God has for you. That is what I believe. So be kind to yourself, boo. Be kind to others and all that other stuff. Let it ride. This is almost a continuation of last week's episode. Speak up so they can hear you. First of all, thank you for the kind words about last week's episode. I felt really silly and I felt like a weirdo, honestly, telling y'all that I had such trouble expressing myself to people directly and I struggled with speaking up for myself. And even though it sucks that a lot of us have felt this way, it's comforting to know that I am not the only one that has felt this way. And I'm glad that I am getting to a space where I feel confident enough to express myself directly to people. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, I do recommend going back and taking a listen. But to keep it short and cute, I basically shared that for a long time, I was the girl that would just go with the flow on everything, even if I didn't agree with it, because I was afraid to upset other people and I was afraid to let other people down. And in reality, I learned that I was letting myself down, trying not to let other people down, and that I am a priority too. My thoughts and my ideas and my dreams and passions deserve to be voiced too. And I can't control whether or not I let someone else down in the process. But the only thing that I can control is what I say and how I say it, as long as I open up my mouth and speak up when I need to. So y'all, one day I was in therapy and I'm telling my therapist what someone said to me about the decision I made to move back home. And this person was basically making me out to be a joke, right? Like poking fun at me that I was a loser and that only a crazy person would move back to Chicago and that I was crazy for moving out of California and I really wasn't smart and just had a joke for everything. I think we all know a person like that, right? Where everything is a joke. And I was telling my therapist that I didn't say anything back when this person was just not letting up and just kept ragging on me. So she was like, well, why didn't you say anything? And I said, because I didn't want to hurt their feelings. And she looked at me like, what? And I said, yeah, I just kept quiet and I didn't say what I wanted to say because I didn't want to hurt their feelings. So she's like, okay, amuse me. Pretend that I'm this person and tell me what you wanted to say back. And so we role played and y'all, I let her have it. I did not hold back. I told her everything I wanted to say, and then I proceeded to call her everything but a child of God. And it was in therapy that I realized most of the time when we hold back in conversations, when we hold back from speaking up and saying how we feel, it's not that we don't know what to say, it's that we really don't know how to say it. Now, I don't know what your perception is of me, sis, but don't let this podcast, this brand, or those cute pink graphics we post fool you. When provoked enough and I am pushed way too far, there is not a prayer in heaven to keep me from popping off at the mouth and really telling somebody how I feel. And most of the time, if it's at that point, I really don't care about the relationship anymore. I don't care about any opportunity, and I really don't care about the outcome. And I'm not proud of that, but because I genuinely do care about people and genuinely don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, I just stopped speaking up altogether. I accepted what people were dishing out. I accepted what they wanted me to have. I accepted them crossing a boundary that I no longer enforced because I didn't know how to say what I wanted to say. And I know there may be some of you today afraid to have a difficult conversation, needing to enforce a boundary, but you don't want to ruffle someone's feathers, ready to express how you feel. And my question for you today is what will you say and how will you say it? Speaking up and standing up for yourself in certain situations and just advocating for yourself in general is a form of setting a boundary, sis. And as we know, most of the time, boundaries are not even for other people. Boundaries are for you. Boundaries put a limit on things that do not bring you joy. Boundaries are a way of taking care of yourself. Boundaries help you figure out what you are comfortable with, and most importantly, how you would like to be treated. And we have to have the courage to speak up and set those boundaries, which really means we have to have the courage to say something that might be scary for us to say. It means we have to have the courage to say no, the courage to decline. What has helped me over the last year or so when I didn't agree to someone else's terms and conditions or something was rubbing me the wrong way and I knew it needed to be addressed was writing out what I wanted to say first. Practicing what my response would be, which I know y'all, it sounds super lame, but writing things down first helped me get a sense of what my boundary was and then helped me articulate that boundary in a way that was productive and efficient, not just for the person that needed to hear it, but for me as well. I could hear the tone of my voice and tweak some things after I read it over again and really be mindful about how I was coming across in my response. Because let's face it, boo, when we hear or read something we don't like, our first comeback might be a little stronger than it needs to be. This allows our mind to catch up with our mouth and forces us to be thoughtful about what we say. Sometimes, depending on the situation, and let's say, for example, I'm sending a difficult email, I write it out first and then I send it to someone that I trust, someone who is very well spoken, someone who is completely neutral to my situation. And I send them a note and I say, hey, I need to respond back to this person about XYZ. I really don't like what they said, or I really don't like the way things have been going. Can you read over my response and make sure I'm coming across okay? And sometimes, y'all, that helps me get someone else's perspective, which then helps me craft a better response. If you have a therapist, ask your therapist to listen to your response. Role play like I did if you have to. If you don't have a therapist, use a friend that you really trust. Maybe it's a business associate who's been super helpful to you on your journey. I do believe that there are some people in our lives that are 100% down for the cause and they want to see us win. And those are the people you call. When I was role playing with my therapist, she made me say my response over and over and over again. And each time I sounded better than I did before. The second time I wasn't as harsh. The third time I had a little more compassion in my voice. The fourth time I wasn't pointing the finger so much. That was a form of practicing and being mindful of what I wanted to say and how I wanted to say it. For any of you that may be struggling with speaking up and not really knowing how to decline what other people keep trying to give you, maybe it's someone that you need to have a difficult conversation with. Maybe it's an email you need to send back. Maybe it's a partnership deal. Whatever it means for you, boo. Practice what you want to say until you feel comfortable saying it. There is no shame in picking and choosing your words and deciding on how you want to come across to someone else. There is no shame in being honest with people, but being honest in a way that is productive for both of you. You don't have to lie or sugarcoat how you really feel when you disagree with someone, when you don't like something. You can tell someone no, sis, with a good intention. You can decline something that doesn't work for you and still be coming from a genuine place. And you know what? I know some of y'all are like, well, Ashley, what about if I need to say something in person with someone, or they say something to my face and I don't have time to practice a response? And my thought here is, while no, you can't practice in these type of situations that happen on the spot, I think just practicing how you respond to people in general can help you when people address you head on and in person. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the more you get comfortable with speaking up and speaking in an effective way, whether that be through email, text message, in person, or whatever, the better you get at it. The more practice you get at enforcing a boundary, the better you get at enforcing that boundary. My therapist told me, when I find myself in a situation where I have to enforce a boundary and it's right off the dome and I'm live on Channel 5 with another person, she said, speak to the other person like I would like to be spoken to. Even if I don't agree with how they're approaching me, even if I don't think they deserve it, even if that person seems to be on a 10 and I'm on a 3, I still have the tools to enforce my boundary in a respectful way, even if I feel like they aren't being respectful to me, even if I feel like they aren't hearing what I need to say. I am an advocate for myself. You are an advocate for yourself, boo. And we won't get it right every single time, but the more that we do it, the better we get at it. Honoring your boundaries and speaking up for yourself, that's on you, boo. Now, what other people decide to do with that, decide to do with your boundaries and how you speak up for yourself, well, that's on them. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.